Welcome to this week's podcast. Oh my goodness, what episode are we on? I don't even know if I'll be able to find it. Maybe like in 90? Maybe 90? Maybe not quite. Let's have a wee look. Anyway, it is still in, we're still January. We're reaching the end of January, which is quite insane in itself. I'm recording this a little bit earlier. Sometimes I've recently just been getting little notions to talk about something specifically. It might have came up in conversations. It might have came up on, just popped into my head. It might have just been triggered by something. And 87, we're on 87. And then I'm just getting called because I wouldn't normally. I'm actually recording on a Monday. I never normally record on a Monday, but I just got a notion to record. So here we are. And this one's is a bit of a different one. It's something that's not really spoke about. And it's something that I'm very passionate about though. And we're tackling a topic that is that loads of people struggle with and sometimes find it difficult to talk about, but also sometimes don't recognise that they're in it. I certainly didn't. I had never heard of the word before I was involved in a relationship like this. But we're going to be talking about narcissistic abuse. So, like I said, I hadn't heard of the, I had never even heard the word before. And then when I started to hear the word, I started, the penny started dropping, light bulbs started to go off. So it was after I was actually out of my emotional abusive relationship that I even knew what this was. So whether you've experienced narcissistic abuse personally or you know someone that has, this conversation is incredibly important because it sheds light on the emotional and physiological toll of this type of abuse. And more importantly, how we begin the healing process. And like I said there, the psychological toll, but also the physiological toll, like actually affects your body. I've been reading a book called The Body Keeps the Score, and it is mind-blowing of how different elements of trauma and different elements of traumatic experiences or like that abusive experiences, how they impact your life and your physiology and your body. And so not only in your psychological and your mind, but also actually in your body. And I'm actually co like combating, because I am definitely going to combat it. I have I know I've spoken about it before, about the pain that I have, the chronic pain that I have. And I definitely think there's an element of that that is stagnant or stuck trauma. And it's something that I am definitely down hugely down the path of. So let's start by defining narcissistic abuse. It can occur in loads of different forms. So there's emotional, there's psychological, there's verbal, and there's sometimes even physical. So it's really, really important to talk about like abuse is not just physical. It's not just something that if you are harmed in a physical way, you have a black eye, you have a broken jaw, you have a broken whatever it is, bone, you have bruises, whatever. That is not only what it is. A lot of it is very manipulative, very underhanded, and very, very drip-fed. So it's usually perpetrated by someone with narcissistic traits, traits that will include a lack of empathy, a sense of entitlement, and an overwhelming need to control. They like to have admiration, they like to be that person that people admire, and they like to have power. So narcissistic abuse often leaves individuals feeling manipulated, belittled, and over time, really, really, really deeply insecure. And I know I was certainly that person once upon a time, but I am absolute proof that you can heal. You can absolutely heal. So when you're involved in narcissistic abuse, I'm just going to touch a little bit on what it is. It's someone who exhibits narcissistic behaviour, it's common for them to gradually chip away at your self-esteem. So you don't recognise it because it is so gradual. They may gaslight you, making you doubt your perception of reality. So telling you things that have happened or haven't happened when you know they have, and then you start to question your own memory. It creates confusion and emotional distress. Why do I always start this podcast and that or like videos and stuff like that, and the van goes at the background? I don't know if you'll hear it or not. You might feel trapped in a cycle of manipulation, gaslighting, and emotional roller coasters. So there's really, really high highs and there's really, really low lows. You are the most best thing in their life. They love you endlessly. They shower you with gifts. They shower you with love 1 minute and then they drop you like a hot potato the next minute. So over time, that can leave you questioning your worth and your identity. Narcissists often love bomb at first, which is exactly what I just talked about. Showering with affection and praise. For me, it was like there was balloons galore, there was flowers, there was rose petals up the stairs and all these candles and whatever. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But there was always an underlying kind of reason. Over time, their behaviour does massively shift. They become critical, demeaning, and at times outright abusive. So I used to get called things like fat cow, like phrases like you've got a pretty face but shame about the rest of you. What else? Oh, so many, like obviously like the words that like males would use to really demean a female, like slag and da da da, all these different things, like anything that would be hurtful. So yeah, sorry, I got totally, totally distracted there. So yeah, it's when you're not in it, you can see it for what it is. When you're in it, it's very, very difficult because you are completely like blindsided by their behavior. And because there is really, really high highs and then there's a really, really low lows, but then there's another really, really beautiful love bomb again that you're gripped by that part of it and that potential, that like you're seeing the potential. The worst part is they rarely take responsibility for their actions. Instead, they'll project blame and manipulate the situation so that you end up feeling like you're the one that's in the wrong. I'm trying to think of an example like of that one. Like I'm trying to think back to my days. But like they'll have done something wrong and they'll even like for instance like the cheating thing, like they would, for instance, I would be going to the gym and it would be like, why are you going to the gym, like who are you doing that for, or you got to see your boyfriend, all this sort of stuff, when really actually like he was the one that was messaging other people and all that sort of stuff. So they flip things in order to make it look like it's you that's to blame for things. Equally, like nights out stuff. If somebody looked at I would have to basically look at the floor. And because if anybody looked at me, I would get absolute dog's abuse. And if I even like had my head up and he had a thought, like even a slight thought, not even if there was a thought, like he would say, you're looking at him and he's looking at you and da, 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 why don't you go get him and all this sort of stuff. And I would like literally be like, I actually have no idea who you're talking about, like I don't know who you're talking about. And it would cause massive, massive, massive issues on nights out. And that fear, that real fear of looking up and standing in any sort of power. Or so quite often I find myself intentionally looking at the floor so that it would limit the possibility of him thinking that I was looking at anybody else. So the psychological impact is that is like the effects of the narcissistic abuse on your mental health is huge. One of the most damaging aspects is the constant undermining of your self-worth. Over time, like again, like I said, it's all very drip-fed. You don't recognize that it's happening. And because of that, it's like it's so cleverly chipping away at you. Over time, these emotional wounds inflicted through like manipulation, criticism, and gaslighting, they can lead to things like anxiety, constantly worrying and self-doubt about your actions and how other people perceive you. Depression, feeling hopeless or worthless as your confidence takes a massive, massive hit. And I would have said before, I would have been that person that was like, I've never felt anxious, I've never felt da da da. But in actual fact, I used to remember when I used to drive home from work, and if it was like a road shut or whatever, it would make me later home from work. And I remember having that feeling in my stomach that actually felt sick because I was like, and really, really like speeding to get home so that I wasn't home late, because either I would get silent treatment, I would get absolute dog's abuse, or he would give it like, oh, you went to your boyfriend's house on the way home and all this nonsense. But I knew there would be a like there would be a drama when I got home. And I didn't recognize it as anxiety at the time. I really didn't recognize it as anxiety until I was actually like, oh, actually, like that feeling, I remember that feeling at the pit of my stomach, like physically feeling sick. It can also lead to low self-esteem. So the narcissist's goal is to break you down, and it's often makes you feel like you're not good enough. It's definitely something that I experienced massively. And then because your worth is so low, you then accept that kind of behavior because you think like you're not worth anymore. You can also experience a loss of identity. So over time, you can lose touch with who you actually are, becoming so like entangled in this narcissist demand that you kind of forget what you want and what you need. I remember having a night out with a couple of my seniors and coaches, like not long after I broke up with my ex-partner. And I remember them saying, something like, it's so good to have you back, Donna. And I had no idea, and I actually got quite upset because I was like, I had no idea that it was so obvious. Like it was like I had actually become someone else. I had totally suppressed who I was. I was a shell of myself. I wasn't going out and do things because of fear of getting kind of into trouble, if you like. I wasn't that kind of bubbly, outgoing, outspoken person because I was so fearful of like, being the person that I needed to be for him. Like, and it's crazy how your identity absolutely disintegrates. So this abuse can often go unnoticed or unaddressed because the narcissist's behavior is so manipulative. They create a massive confusion by alternating between affection and criticism. And like I said about the love bombing and the gaslighting, it makes it difficult for the victim. And I don't even like the word victim because I definitely think like there is power in being that person, and you do not need to stay there. But it makes it difficult for you as a victim to set healthy boundaries or even recognize that you're being abused. Like I didn't recognize that I was being abused in the moment. Now I can see it for what it was. But now my boundaries are so strong that the minute I can recognize things a mile off, and then I'm like, enough, see you later. And my boundaries are so strong that I wouldn't actually bend them now for any certain ones. Obviously, there's non-negotiables and negotiables, but there's some things that I'm like, nah, if this questions my worth, see you later. So healing from narcissistic abuse, I want to talk about healing because it's so important. I want you to recognize that you absolutely 100% positively can heal. I have done, and I've actually turned that pain that I had into my purpose. So the reason I'm doing this, the reason I'm even here as an empowerment coach, is because of this. So I was like, all this time like has to be for a reason. So I've made it for a reason, and I'm actually so grateful for it, because had it not been for these situations and these scenarios in that time in my life, I would not be here with the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to share it with other people. So you are stronger than you know, and I want you to know that you can absolutely heal. Healing from narcissistic abuse is a journey that requires a lot of self-compassion, a lot of patience, and support. You are stronger than you know, and you're worthy of peace and emotional freedom. So here are some little things that I wish I knew back when I was right in the crux of it. I want you to think about acknowledging the abuse. So that's the first step in healing, is to recognize and acknowledge that you have been through abuse, or that you are going through abuse. And it may sound really, really simple, but it's a massive, massive step, because having that self-awareness is the only way you can change. It's like any form of transformation. The only way you can reckon or you can change a behavior or change a circumstance is by recognizing the reality of where you are. Narcissistic abuse is insidious and it's subtle, so recognizing that it's abuse is incredibly, incredibly empowering. You've been through or are going through some painful, painful situations and circumstances, but you are absolutely in no way, shape, or form defined by it. Number two would be setting boundaries and breaking free when you're ready, and nobody can ever tell you when that time is, because So many people said to me that, I mean, not, they didn't mention the word abuse from what I can remember, but so many people were saying to me, like, I don't like him. There's something like it makes you a different person. And yada, yada, yada. There was a few, I can't even remember all the different, but one of my best friends was like, I hate to tell you this, but I just don't like him. There's something about him and blah, blah, blah. And but I was so emotionally attached to it that I was like, one, it didn't actually help because it made me feel like they could never be like I could never have them to, at the same time at the same place together. Like, so when I, one of my friends was going through something similar, like I would never have been awkward with her partner or ex-partner because I know what that feels like, and that's not actually helpful. It's not actually supportive. But when you're ready, it's time to cut ties with a narcissist, or at very least set clear boundaries. But that's a bit of a grey area because trying to set boundaries with a narcissist is very, very difficult. So this may mean physical separation, reducing contact, or cutting off all communication entirely. Narcissists will try to pull you back into their web, but remember, your peace is more than worth it. My absolute blessing, as much as it was a horrible time for the world, was lockdown. Had it not been for lockdown, I don't know if that would have I would be where I am right now because it forced that separation. I don't know how long I would have been stuck in that loop for had it not been for lockdown. So for me, it was a real blessing. Number three would be reclaim your identity. Start rediscovering who you are outside of the abuse. Like, what actually lights you up? What did you enjoy doing? So the narcissist, quite like I said before, often tries to control you or diminish yourself of your sense of self. But it's time to reconnect with what makes you unique, what makes you powerful, what makes you light up, what do you actually love? Start by doing things that are small that make you feel good, whether it's a hobby, a passion, or just looking after your body. I used to get kind of a whole gaslighting thing. Like, I used to get kind of told, like, one minute it would be like basically my body wasn't good enough, and then the next minute it would be like, why are you doing that? You don't need to do that. Like, again, very, very conflicting, very, very confusing. Like, I love you the way you are, but then would say, like, shame about the rest of you, pretty face, shame about the rest of you. So very, very conflicting and confusing behaviors and actions and words. Number four would be seeking support and therapy. One of the most important parts of healing is getting support. Narcissistic abuse can feel so isolating, and this is something that I really, really want to champion and speak about because, and it's why I'm speaking about it, and I spoke about it a wee bit on my social media last week, because it is a very, very lonely place to be, and you don't think anybody else is there. You don't think anybody else understands. And sometimes you actually think it's normal. You think this is just the way relationships are. This is just the way this is, and that you need to settle. And I want you to know that it absolutely is not. It's essential to surround yourself with people who understand and can offer you encouragement and make you recognize that it's not okay and that you're not going crazy. Therapy can be an amazing way to work through trauma and process your feelings and develop healthy coping strategies. A therapist will understand, or who does understand narcissistic abuse, can provide invaluable insight into your healing journey. So it's really, really important when you are looking for some sort of therapist or counselor or mentor or coach, like them knowing this place that you're in is really, really crucial because nobody gets it unless you've been in it. Like, nobody gets it unless you've been in it. Number five would be practice self-compassion. So healing, like any sort of journey, is not linear. Like, there's ups, there's downs, roundabouts, and there'll be days that you feel like you're taking a step backwards, and that's all right. Be kind to yourself. Remember that to remind yourself that healing does take time and that you're allowed to feel anger, you're allowed to feel sadness, you're allowed to feel pain. And all of these are like important emotions. I speak about this to a lot of the teens in school. You don't want to like ignore these things because they're negative. Like, they are part of your emotions. It's like the whole inside out thing. I love that film because it is so true in how your emotions work. Like, you have to have the good with the bad. If you didn't have the bad, you wouldn't have the good, and you can't just suppress the bad because ultimately, think of yourself like a glass bottle. The more you push down into that glass bottle, eventually it'll explode, and it'll explode at something that is completely unconnected to the actual reasons. It's like over time it just builds, 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 and then you explode at something so minuscule. So it's really, really important to be kind to yourself and know that you're worthy of healing, and the abuse does not define you. And number six, I would say empower yourself with knowledge. You want to educate yourself about narcissistic abuse, and that was a big one, big game changer for me. That's when all the light bulbs started kind of going off. Understanding the dynamics and psychological tactics used by narcissists can help you protect yourself in future and ensure that you don't fall into similar patterns. And actually, recently, I was almost, well, that actually wasn't, but like there was still definitely there was narcissistic tendencies in someone that I was seeing, and I was like, I can spot it. Like, I can spot it. And I was like, no, this is my boundary. I know my worth. So sorry, but that's it, sort of thing. And years ago, I would never have noticed that. I would have ignored that, and I made excuses, and I would have allowed these things to happen. I remember somebody saying to me, I don't know how you let these things happen to you. And it was a real major trigger, like a major, major trigger. And actually, I was on a date like years and years and years ago. Well, not years and years and years ago, maybe like a few years ago. And never seen the guy again because I was so triggered by it. But actually, I'm not, like, now that I've done a lot of healing, I'm like, yeah, actually, that is what it is. You do allow it to happen because you've not got the boundaries and the standards in place for yourself. Something else I spoke about on social media last week was, sometimes narcissists, so there's this whole thing that like attracts like, and the energy you give out is the energy you receive. And there's an element of that is true. Now, that does not mean that because you're a victim of narcissistic abuse that you are a narcissist. But what it does mean is, if you were to get to the core of why a narcissist is a narcissist, why they have these tendencies, it's often from a lack of self-worth, a lack of love, a real, real deep insecurity within themselves. And that is where the like for like and the attraction lies, in my opinion. So if you are lacking in self-love, lacking in self-worth, vulnerable, if you are quite maybe insecure already, maybe like if you're on that spectrum, that is where they are going to be. That's where that like for like attraction, that energy meets energy is. So the more you do work on yourself, the more you build yourself up with the self-love, with the self-worth, with the healing, with the like understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge, then that no longer becomes that attraction, or that no longer becomes that energy. And also it means that you're healing and you can recognize these behaviors. So if you have been affected by narcissistic abuse, know this, that you are absolutely not alone. I have been there, I have walked that path, and I have came out the other side. The path to healing is daunting. It might seem daunting, but with the right support, boundaries, and self-love, you can absolutely rebuild your life. The journey will not be easy, and I'm not going to say it's all sunshine and rainbows, because it's absolutely not, but I promise you that you are worthy of peace and contentment, and there's nothing more beautiful than that feeling of being content. So I do encourage you to be patient with yourself. Healing is not about perfection, it's about progress. So each day you step forward, you are reclaiming your peace and your life, and you're becoming so much stronger. So I want to thank you for joining me today. If you or someone you know is struggling with narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, domestic abuse, please reach out for support. And my inbox is always open. So like, it's so, so important to have some sort of network of like understanding and support. You do not have to do this alone. And as always, remember to take care of your mind, your body, and your soul. Have a magical day, whatever you're up to. And I will be back next week with some more wisdom, knowledge, power, tools, and have an amazing, amazing day. Bye.